Is the Bible reliable scientifically? Hey, give me 3.5 minutes of your time and I'll talk to you about it. Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. It's great to be here on the program with you again today. I asked you a wee question there at the beginning. Is the Bible reliable scientifically? A lot of folks say, well, what has the Bible got to do with science? Well, let me tell you something. Listen to me. Way back in 1861, the French Academy of Science, now that was a very august, respected body, the French Academy of Science published a brochure, and they said in this brochure they listed 51 scientific facts which contradicted the Bible. And the atheists of the day, boy, they loved that little brochure, and they used that brochure to ridicule Christians and Christianity. An interesting thing, however, is that modern-day science now proves that the Bible was correct significantly in all 51 facts, while science of the day was wrong in all the 51 so-called scientific facts. Well, that's quite amusing, isn't it? But it's not. Because the tragedy is that people of those days trusted their eternal souls to a misconceived truth. Science is always changing and revising, but the Word of God remains the same. Now look, I'm not saying that the Bible is a scientific textbook, but when it rules on science, it is absolutely correct.
Oh, you say, I don't believe that.
Well, here, listen to me. Did you know something? 2,200 years before Columbus discovered that the world was round, Isaiah told us that the world was round. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, talks about the Lord. He sitteth on the circle of the earth. Did you hear that? The circle of the earth. The Bible said all along that the world was round. Took us years to find that one out. And the earth, it said, is suspended in space. The book of Job told us that. In Job 26 and verse 7, told us that 3,500 years ago. You know, science didn't know this until Sir Isaac Newton came along in 1687 AD, and he declared that it was suspended in space. You ever heard of Ptolemy, the famous astronomer? He declared dogmatically that the number of the stars are exactly 1,056. The big ding-dong. All he had to do was read the Bible, because God said to Abraham, the stars are without number. You cannot number them. Those are just a few of the scientific facts that the Bible simply states. Not a science, but that God uses in His Word to His people. The Bible is still true. You can trust your soul to the truth that does not change. Here's what the Bible says. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to The Gospel Truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.